Turn your Bibles to the Bible study upon tonight. As you turn your Bibles to Proverbs, we'll be in Proverbs several times, and then our other book will be Ephesians. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 5-7. We want to read that. Amen. I want to talk about tonight, with all of thy getting, get understanding. Amen. With all thy getting, I heard one amen. With all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. All right. You know, let me say this. When you're attentive and when you're taking stuff in, it sinks in, you respond. I ain't saying you're going to respond to everything, but when you just like don't even respond any at all, that's a good sign that it's not really going too far for you. You know, something all the like you know, it's like you're eating food and somebody just putting it in your mouth and you're not digesting it. So when people respond, they're like interacting, and there's some people, I realize they just, you know, I'm not saying no one in here does that. Some people just say amen before you get out. I was at a place, people saying amen before you get out your mouth. So that's different. But when you're hearing something that's like, it's getting your attention, you're digesting it, and it's going down, it's going somewhere. It is. Amen. Amen. So when I was in church, you know, as a lay members in the pews, amen, I would say amen when it was time to say amen, not because somebody told me to say amen, but I was like, yes, you know, respond back. In other words, that I interact with that caught on to me, amen, that helped me. And it helped me all the way to now. This was some people that not help. They don't know how to eat the word of God. They don't know how to digest the word of God. You're digesting something. Is this almost like some people, you eating food, some foods are good. It's good. You say, that tastes good. I'm going back. Give me some more of that. And some things say, ew, that was a nasty taste in my mouth. So, you know, some type of respond, no respond, then, you know, you might not be in tune to what's going on, and it could be going right over your head, and you don't remember it, even what you heard. That's like learning in school. You don't remember what you learned. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 5-7. And it says, get wisdom and get understanding and forget it not. It didn't tell you just to get wisdom and get understanding. And it says, after you get it, don't drop it. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Speaking about wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. That's the name of this subject tonight. Get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. It's saying, who is she talking about? She's talking about wisdom. It's calling wisdom a she. Wisdom. And before I go any further, let me speak about a little bit of wisdom. Wisdom means to be wise. Wisdom means to be wise. It means to have good judgment and ability to make good, sound decisions. Not just decisions, but good, sound decisions, steady decisions. And it has, and you have knowledge. You have knowing, you know. In other words, to know how to understand how to react. You have knowledge of a situation. You know how to react. With wisdom, get understanding, because they go together, wisdom and understanding. Wisdom means, again, to be wise. It's good judgment, ability to make good, sound decisions. Knowledge is this a discernment. It's like, you know, you don't have to call out anybody or call out anything. You're wise. You're walking here with wisdom, and you know when something's right, when something's wrong. You have good discernment. A lot of people don't have good discernment. They just follow anything. When you're walking with the Lord, and you one of the writers, the Bible speaks about God has given sound wisdom to the righteous. sound wisdom, God has given it to the righteous. You need wisdom in this world. And it says it's good understanding. Wisdom is, amen, wise, being wise, having the ability to make good, sound decisions, knowledge, good judgment, good discernment, good understanding. Amen. Actually, in the book of 1 Corinthians, we're not going to go there, but the 12th chapter of the spiritual gifts, wisdom is one of the gifts. Wisdom is very powerful. You got wisdom. You got a lot going on for you. You have ability to discern the right thing. Because this is even something small and simple. If you don't have enough wisdom or use enough wisdom, you can look at something totally wrong. Look at it in a way that it's not even like that. Amen. If wisdom ponders and think and look and before it started making the final judgment about something, it examines things. And a person that have gotten it, like, they're going to ask God. That's why sometimes we go through more battles than we should go through, because we look at things the wrong way. We say it's this way. We walk with our feelings on our sleeve. We think somebody over here don't like us. We think this, and we think all kind of crazy stuff. That's no wisdom. And it's definitely not the wisdom of the Lord. Wisdom with all you're getting. Say, get wisdom. In other words, if you have wisdom, you're a great man and you're a great woman. You can save yourself from a lot of trouble with wisdom. Great wisdom. Wisdom. Amen. And say, get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not. Don't have it 1 minute and forget about it. Let it be thrown out the window the next minute. You need it to wear it like a glove at all times. Amen. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. Don't abandon wisdom. And she shall preserve thee. Wisdom will keep you. Preserve means to keep. Will keep you. Wisdom to keep keep you. And it say wisdom is the principal thing. In other words, wisdom is the main or most important thing. Can I get an amen? Amen. Wisdom is the principal, the most important thing. Therefore, get wisdom. We keep talking about get wisdom, get wisdom, get wisdom, get wisdom. And with all that getting, please get an understanding. Get an understanding of the matter or whatever it is. And if you don't understand, ask God. The Bible said, if anybody lack, any man lack wisdom, let them ask God. If you don't understand, you don't have wisdom, how you're not, you don't have the ability of the skills to how to be able to discern something properly or to address a situation, ask God. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, ask God. Don't assume nothing. If you don't know it, you don't know it. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. You know, all that in-between stuff will have you confused. Amen. Because a lot of time, and Lord has taught me too, sometimes things are not just the way that it looks like. If God didn't really tell you that's the way it is, that don't mean that's the way it is. Because at the end of the day, if you just keep on waiting, you'll find out it wasn't like that. That's the way I seen it. If you ask God, he'll show you the way it is. And wait on him. All right. In Proverbs, skip over, go backwards to chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 13. Still talking about wisdom. Keep that before you. This is talking about wisdom quite a bit. Chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, happy. Can somebody say happy? Happy. Happy is the man that findeth what? God said you're going to be a happy person when you find wisdom. Because wisdom will save you from a lot of sorrows and a lot of troubles. Because you'll know some things before you get yourself into them, so you won't fall into it. Can I get an amen? Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. So evidently, as wisdom has to be found, that means you can't get wisdom on your phone all day. That means you can't get wisdom doing this and that and the other all day. You got to find wisdom. And you'll find it with the help of the Lord. Amen. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Understanding is comprehension, good comprehension. It's the way you perceive something. It's the way you receive something and perceive a comprehension. It's the way you grasp at something. It's knowledge, the knowledge you have of something. It's the insight you have of something. It's awareness that you have of something. It's the know-how and ability of understanding. Amen? Don't be ashamed to ask God to bless your understanding. Sometimes if I don't comprehend something, I said, Lord, I don't quite comprehend it. Could you help me? Amen? I remember it was something, I don't know, way back a while ago, I think my son was trying to explain to me over and over, and I just said, Lord, I'm just not comprehending it. I don't want to sound like I was a dumbbell, but I just wasn't getting it. But I knew it wasn't on his part. I knew it was something, our communication, I just couldn't comprehend it. And I said, and one day, when I wasn't thinking, this is a way back a while, one day I wasn't thinking, it's like the Lord just made it so clear. It's like, I said, oh, it took me all that time just to understand it. But, I didn't really think to ask the Lord to help me to understand it. There's something simple in my business, something business I take care of. When you're taking care of business, you really need some understanding. Amen. These people out here teach you and do all kinds of stuff. And it said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that get understanding. Understanding, again, is good comprehension. I'm not going to just say comprehension because you can comprehend something and get comprehended wrong. Receive it wrong. Sound comprehension, good comprehension. It means I grasp this, I got this. So you hear people expressing in the time we live in, they say, got this, I got it. They're saying already, I understand what you're saying. That's really what they're saying. I understand what you're saying. And it's like if you're understanding, you just don't understand it just to be understanding. You have insight. You're looking at the situation. You're aware. You are very much aware that, in other words, it's not just this one thing, everything that goes around it. I'm aware. I'm alert. I'm aware. So it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that get understanding. Verse 14, it says, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. Wow. You seek a wise man and a wise woman. You cannot do nothing with a wise man and a wise woman. Because you might think you're pulling something over their head. They can see. Especially if they're walking with God, they can see past what you're saying. Amen. They're not going to be. We don't need to be naive down here. We need to be simple to those things that don't make sense. But we need to be up on it to things that we need to be up on it about. Right? Like our bills and our house and our home and our livelihood and things, our jobs. That we need to be up on it. Amen. We need to be up on it when it comes to our soul and salvation. We need to be up on it. We don't need to be slow. You be slow, the devil will take you down a bad road. Take you down the back road. For the merchandise, the happiest a man to find it wisdom and the man to get understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. And I was thinking, I'm just thinking about like Mary and Martha. This kind of my mind went on them. How when Jesus, came to them, and Martha was worried about so many things. She was so caught up in the cares of this life, but Mary wanted to sit at the Master's feet, wanted to hear him. She wanted to be in his company. And Martha was complaining about Mary was not helping her. And he said, at the end of the day, he didn't say at the end of the day, but I'm saying at the end of the day, Mary have chosen the best part. Because Mary went all over the place. She was trying to get something for her soul. Amen. And at the, that's the time that we, when you choose, amen, over the cares of this life, you choose, I got to have Jesus. I got to have prayer. I got to be in the house of God. I got to put God first above all these things. Then you're going to, that's wisdom right there, and you're going to reap. Amen. You're going to benefit from that. If you put all these other things before the Lord, then you're going to get what you're going to get from that. You're going to reap from that, or you're going to reap from the Lord. Can I get an amen? Amen. It says, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of it is better than merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. Now, we're still talking about wisdom. If I can't get nothing else of wisdom, write down these scriptures and wisdom, like, I, Lord, whatever it is, if I don't have it, I need a lot of this. Because look how so much comes with it. Verse 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou can desire are not to be compared unto her. See, all the things that you can desire is nothing to be compared to wisdom. Wisdom will cause you to lay down in your bed and have peace. Because you'll be knowing how a situation, amen, and you know, amen, you know that, amen, God will let you know, I got this, wisdom. God will show you how to get through some things. Verse 15 again, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou desires are not to be compared to her. Amen. It says, length of days is in her right hand. Length of days. Somebody say, lift the days, yeah, because wisdom would tell you, go lie yourself down and don't overwork yourself and don't drag yourself and wear out yourself and take care of your body, take care of your mind. Wisdom, lift the days. It's not just the word lives in, just lift the days. It's going to tell you how to get length of days. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness. You're going to have peace, calm and delight, not being up in a turmoil all the time, mentally or physically. Ways are pleasant, and all her paths are peace. Wisdom, all her paths are peace. Verse 18, she is a tree of life, a tree of life to them that lay hold on her. So them that grab a hold of wisdom and lay a hold and stay with wisdom is a tree of life to you. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Happy is everyone that retain means to keep her and hold her always by your side. Wisdom. Can I get an amen? Proverbs. Skip over to the second verse. Talking about wisdom again. Chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? The Lord. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. God will show you how. He'll tell you how. He'll give you knowledge. He'll give you understanding about a situation or a thing if you ask for it. Verse 7, he laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. Sound wisdom is real, genuine wisdom that cannot be broken. Steady wisdom, sound wisdom, righteous wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk it uprightly. A buckler is a shield and protection and a defense. God will be your defense, protection, and shield. He'll head you off from trouble when troubles come your way. Amen. If you stay connected with him, he'll head you off. He'll let you know that down that road, you might fall off that path. Turn this way. In other words, in the spirit. Or even you can be driving there. I'm talking about just driving, though. Anywhere in your life, he could let you know wisdom. A lot of people have ears, but they can't hear God. They go through life doing everything they want to do. They do not acknowledge God in all of your ways, like God said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I will direct your path. That's why we fall over to the left. We fall over to the right. We fall over to things that we should not fall over into because we do not acknowledge the Lord. We say that with our lips, but we really don't let him direct our path. Wisdom is going to let him direct your path. And your path might not be in agreement with God's path. Most likely it's not. And you're not going to agree with the way God's taking you, but you do what God's taking you and you'll be fine. But when you do what you want to do, you will have a lot of anxiety. You have a lot of worry. You have a lot of depression because you've done it your way. Wisdom. For the Lord, give it wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk upright. To them that walk uprightly. Again, a buckler is a protection. God is a protection. He'll be your protection, your shield, and your defense. Amen. One more scripture. And that's Ephesians chapter 5. Somebody's walking in wisdom. You can't they can't be so easily fooled or deceived. It's not good to be gullible to everything, and we just gobble up everything and not weigh it out. That's no wisdom. It's just like a child, or not even a child adult. It ain't good to just gobble everything, eat everything, just eat up in and everything. Somebody make you sick. It's good to weigh it out. Check it out. Especially if you've never been that way before or you don't understand. Our last scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 5. I want to see the hands of everybody that listens to the broadcast. Amen. The broadcast, sometimes what you hear being preached, You listen over and over in your private time. You'd be surprised how much wisdom and knowledge you gain from that. I'm going to tell you why we be defeated and discouraged and we going through a lot of strains and stuff. Because we don't put enough spiritual things in our spirit. We have to deal with all this stuff down here in this earth. We have to deal with all this. And we have nothing on the inside fighting this stuff against it. So everything just washes down the drain. But I guarantee you, if you put the word in your heart every day, you put some word in you and some prayer and everything, you'll be able to ride over storms and stuff. The storms will not drown you out. Can I get amen? Amen. Can't be lazy. I was speaking last week, can't be lazy in the spirit. You have to get your weapons out. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, to pulling down the strongholds. Amen. We have to pull out our weapons and use them. Prayer, praise, and seeking God. Getting in that word. Listening to the word. Verse 15, chapter 5. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise. There's another word, wise. See that you walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means to be cautious. Watch as well as pray. Be discreet. Be alert. God don't want us walking around here like fools. Amen. You might not hear. You have to go out and tell everybody, I see this. I see you doing this. Just be alert. Are you going to be alert just running out your house and never praying? Are you going to be alert, never talking to the Lord? No, I wouldn't either. Because your own intellect, you wake up one morning, you might feel this way. You wake up another morning, you might feel that way. You might not feel like doing nothing. So God is the one, amen, that raises the sunshine in your soul. He's the one that gives you strength when you feel like you don't have strength and don't even feel like going to work, don't want to go to work, feel drab. He's the one put energy and springs the life up in you. So why wouldn't you go to the Lord for life? But you, if you sit there day after day after day, get up, go to bed, do the same thing, then you can understand why you're in the mess that you're in. Or you can understand the way you feel like you do. You feel like the whole nation is riding on your shoulder because you have not gotten God's presence. See, some people just tell you get in God's presence, church. Honey, you need to get in God's presence all during the week when you're not at the church. Because you can't get it all at the church, honey. I'm telling you. See that you walk, that ye walk circumspectly. See, you can be seeking the Lord to the point, praying and keeping that space somewhere with the Lord. Yeah, you got to do your other business, but keeping that space with the Lord. And you can be just doing fine. Somebody else, you can look over here, look, they in all kind of misery and everything. Because they ain't thinking about God like they need to. They handle everything in their own strength. Well, I'm like this. If you want to handle everything in your strength, honey, you can take the ball and roll it with it. Don't come by me with that mess because I need his help. So you got to know that you need his help. I know that I need his help. I know there's some things you got to know. Somebody say, I got to know. Some things you got to know. I know that he makes my labors light. I know that if without his help, I've been and went to 9 or 10, 11 places all, doing all this when he can just cut it down to 3 or 4 for me. There's some things you got to know. If you don't know that, you're going to keep doing it your way. The Bible said, come unto me all that are labor and heavy laden, and I'm going to give them rest. Why did he say that? Because he knows most people are dragging and they're heavy. Heaviness don't start on the outside. It starts on the inside. Heavy laden, heavy worried, heavy distress. How'd you get out all up on you? Because you are not in God's presence like you need to be. There's no way you can be in God's presence all the time and come away heavy like that. Somebody give God the praise. It says, see that you walk circumspectly, cautious, watching and praying. Watch as well as pray. You can't do all the praying and not be aware of the enemy. You got to watch. Watch as well as pray. Be careful of your surroundings. Look at your surroundings in the spirit as well as in the natural. You're going to watch as well as pray. Be alert. The spirit of God is going to help you to be alert. Not going to have you just doing all the praying. It's going to let you be aware. Concerned about this, concerned about it, going to help you be alert. Watch as well as pray. Say, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. Because the Lord said, when you don't walk circumspectly, you're walking as a fool. And this is walking with, like you ain't got no sense, like you're a nut or something. But it's wise, redeeming the time, making good of the time, taking advantage of the time. To do these things because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Understand what God's will is for your life. Understand what's his purpose in your life. What are you serving him for? What is your purpose of being in this world for? Understand what the will of God is. Somebody said, well, Pastor, can you tell me what is the will of God? The will of God is that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. The will of God is that you will be holy as he is holy. The will of God is reading his word and whatever's in his word for you to do what he say in this word. That's the will of God. Therefore, be not wise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And it said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. In other words, don't be, not just speaking about this natural wine, but being anything that you can be over-intoxicated with. Just say, if you're, something is taking more place in your life than the Lord. You're just being heavy until, sometimes it's not so much that things are sin, it's how much time we put into those things. We almost worship things. Amen. I got a certain thing that I do all the time and nothing, you know, I'm going to be overindulged. You're overindulging into the cares of this life, but giving God little or no time at all. It said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, because when people are even intoxicated with actually liquor, they're completely drunk. And they don't know nothing. And you over-intoxicated with the cares of this life. You don't know nothing. You know what? Sometimes the pressures of life, the stress of life, if it go get you too bad, you won't know nothing. You won't know what you need to know in the Lord when it say you know, you will know nothing. You be like a drunk person. I can't even think straight. I'm so stressed out. You'll know nothing. It say, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. It say, but do this, but be filled with the Spirit. It didn't say be half filled. It didn't say be a fourth filled. It didn't say be a half filled or somewhat filled. It say be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Because when you're filled with the Spirit of God, there's no room for other stuff to push you out, to wash you out. Okay? Troubles may come. They may be surrounded all about on the outside. But long time, you have to fight all you can. Just don't let it get on the inside. Because the Bible says God is greater on the inside of us than he, the enemy, or the trouble that's in the world. Speaking to yourself, speaking to yourselves in Psalms. Stop talking to yourself about everything else. Talk to the Lord in Psalms. Praising him. That's what it's saying. Speak to the Lord in Psalms. It didn't say speak to yourself in troubles and griefs and distresses and sighings. Think about something that's really kind of distressing. Oh boy. I've done it too. So I could talk about it. Think about something. You don't even realize what's going on. You think about something, you got to take care of it. Well, if you don't do it, you just keep it internally and just about kill yourself with stress. Then you got a headache or you got something you can't control. Then it acts out in your body because you got all the pressure this internally. Am I speaking today? Amen. Speak to yourself. We didn't say speak to yourself because the devil's doing enough speaking to us. And we're looking at our situation and we're getting enough by looking at that. So speak to yourself in Psalms. Sing to yourself. If you don't know how to sing, put on a CD or radio, let it sing for you. Amen. And they ain't gonna be singing, don't rock the boat, baby, either. Don't tilt the boat over. Now they say, he's the joy of my salvation. Change it some kind of way. That was way old school right there, that one song I just said. Man, sing a happy song. Get happy. Amen. Speaking to yourself, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. They didn't say sing the devil songs. It says sing spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart. You don't even have to wait till you come to a praise service. Wait till you come to church. You just get your praise on right where you are. Amen. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Praising God unto the Lord. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. For all things, God said, giving thanks for all things, bad things, good things, things I don't understand, things I don't like. God said, giving thanks always for all things. You know, and I believe another reason God tells us to give thanks, we don't always feel like giving thanks. We don't always give thanks. We have to catch ourselves. I have to catch myself. But I believe the reason he tells us, this is an attitude. Somebody say we need an attitude adjustment. This is an attitude adjustment, his word. Because really, as a man thinking in his heart, or as a woman thinking in her heart, so is she. If you feel like I'm going down, 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 I'm going down. If you think I'm going up, praise God. I may be down right now, but I'm going up. And it makes you feel good when you speak positive things or you say positive things out of your mouth. Amen. Giving thanks always. If you see that, it didn't say sometime. It said always. Giving thanks always for all things. Giving thanks always for all things. And God has to help us. So sometimes we don't give thanks when those things, you know, I thought about something that long ago myself, and I had to get off my mind. I said, Lord, this one lady, when she comes in there where I'm at, y'all know what I'm talking about. When she comes in there, everybody just finds, like she comes in there, because she's the person over that comes around and check all these stores out. I don't know if there's something. I said, Lord, I don't know what it is. There's something about her. Yes, she, how y'all doing and stuff, but it's just like that spirit on her. It's almost, I have heard people say it, but I actually experienced it. It's like a bad taste in your mouth when she comes near, because it seems like she, everybody's okay, and just like, she just want to be, go over and above, and it's just something about her, it's like, ugh. And the other day, I've learned when she comes, I'm going to continue to be myself. I ain't going to get all tight up. I'm going to be myself. Y'all want to walk me out the door, walk me out the door, whatever. I'm going to be myself. I ain't getting all tense. You ain't Jesus Christ. I don't even have to get tense for him. Amen. And I'm thinking, like, as long as I'm doing my part or whatever. Yeah, so I got that. When I left there, and I won't be long. I'm not going to be there too much longer. But I got to thinking about, woo, if she was there every day, I'd be gone. I'd be out of there now. Because I was like, she is a bad taste. But I got to thinking, I kept going on my mind. Woo, every time I think, you ever think about something that you think about, you keep going over in your mind. And I said, Lord, just let me just, I don't want that to spoil my day. My day was going fine. I don't want nobody to spoil, make my day bad. Because you don't watch it, people make you have a bad day, and you got to be, I'm not going to have a bad day. I was doing fine for you, Cain. I'm going to be doing fine now. If I see you again, I'm going to still be doing fine. And I'm not, because we, it's the way we respond to stuff. And that's just what I picked up by her. But I already know how she is, so I just need to just, you know, the Bible said resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. But we give place to the devil. He does different things. He throws rocks, and we respond to everything he does. Amen. I bet God's teaching me to have to learn not to do that. Amen. Giving thanks always. God, help us all. Help me too, Lord. Giving thanks always. Because oftentimes we are all guilty of this. We don't always give thanks for all things. We give thanks for this over here, but we don't give thanks for that over there. We're speaking blessing and cursing at the same fountain. We're saying bless God, praise God over here, and we over here, we saying something else. The Bible says these things should not be. His teachers. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last verse, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And that's what this whole world needs right now, to submit themselves to one another in the fear of God. People are not submitting themselves unto nobody. And we really better pray for our nation. Because, I mean, if you got somebody, ain't mine ain't right now, they would send this world into a war and everything else. The Bible said, pray for them that are in authority so we can live a more peaceful life. We better pray. That's why I look and tell them how, I ask the Lord, I said, Lord, stop, help me stop just saying how bad somebody is or what they're doing. Help me to pray more about the situation. Because we all, it's going to affect us all. Amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, for the Bible study. How many appreciate the word of God tonight? Amen. Let's give the Lord a great big hand praise, thanking God for the word of God upon tonight. That's how we're going to make it through here. I mean, somebody just